Okay, next melacha of Yom Tov that we're going to learn is called writing and erasing. Kesev, which is forbidden on Shabbos, and Mechik, and erasing on Shabbos. Now, Ksiva was done in the Mishkan because they used to mark the boards, where the boards, you know, to put them in the same way. Mechik, obviously, that to make, if they made mistakes, they would erase. Now, biblically, we already learned in Shabbos that any destructive thing cannot be biblically forbidden. It's only rabbinically forbidden because it's destructive. And Shabbos is melachas machshavas, means it has to be constructive. Why is erasing biblically forbidden? You're erasing the destruction. So the answer is, you're right. Allah says, when are you biblically obligated in erasing? If it's for the sake of writing. Mechik al menas lichtev. If you erase with the intent of writing, then it's biblically forbidden. Otherwise, just erasing itself is rabbinically forbidden because it's destructive, it's not constructive. So therefore, Yom Tov, writing and erasing is also forbidden. It's not something that you must, we'll learn certain cases, but for instance, you can't write on Shabbos does not only mean with a pen. If somebody, let's say, takes molded chocolate letters and puts them onto the frosting of a cake, you have letters, happy birthday, right? And you take and you put the piece of chocolate and you put it onto the cake, attach it to the cake, is called writing on Shabbos, which is forbidden. If somebody carves food, like for instance, you make a tuna salad and you make it in the shape of a fish, is it forbidden? If somebody wants to take, you know, many times they take watermelon, and then they shape it in the form of a basket, and then they put the melon in it. So that's, again, you're carving something in the shape of a certain shape, so that would also be forbidden. If you want to shape a cookie or a piece of cake, you know, they have these molds that you stick it in and makes a certain shape, and that would also be forbidden to do on Shabbos. Therefore, if somebody wants to use whipped cream or icing, in fact, somebody asked me about this today. I think they call it an icing pen. I forgot what they call it. That they actually with, you want to form, yeah, you want to make letters or not only letters, shapes, forms. In fact, the truth of the matter is, even whipped cream that comes out of the container, you know, you press the nozzle and it comes out, you can't use that on Shabbos even if you're not forming any letters. Or Yom Tov, by the way. Because it comes out in a design. Yeah. When it comes out of the container in a design. So automatically, as soon as you press it, so that the only way you could use it if you cut off the tip, so then it does, yeah, but then it doesn't work. I understand, but again, you do it, you could do it. Then it's not a problem. But I'm saying usually the bottom line of it is it doesn't necessarily work. Not this.
How about shapes?
You can't.
Oh, even Yom Tov, as you say.
Yeah, even Yom Tov was it does not for the benefit of the food. It's for a design.
Why? It tastes better when he has a nice design.
It's all about presentation.
Presentation doesn't necessarily allow chil Yom Tov. You can, to taste, to eat food. Now it should look nice. Doesn't have to be sloppy. Who says it has to be in the shape of a fish? It doesn't do anything. Okay, now, what happens if somebody has letters on a cake? Okay? Well, years ago, they stopped it, Baruch Hashem. The bakeries used to make a birthday cake. If you remember, not long ago, you gave them a picture of the kid, and then they put the picture of the kid on the cake. Remember that? Yeah, but they usually, it's not as common as it used to be. Besides the fact, you think it's nice cutting the face of your kid under with a knife. It's disgusting. Okay? But people used to do it. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. They charged enough money for it anyway. So the bottom line is, if you have a design on another design, if there's a figure or a letter, let's say, for instance, somebody has a cake that says happy birthday on it. So you can have two ways. You can have it print. And then you can have what's called script that doesn't exist today. Writing, right? Okay. So then, if you have, let's say, a cake that says letters, H-A-P-P-Y, and they're separate letters. So you can't cut in the middle of a letter, because that's mechika, that's erasing, and still rabbinically forbidden. But if you want to cut between letters, by the way, this Shabbos and Yom to the same din. If you want to cut between the letters, between the H and the A, there's room, and you cut the slice that way, it's not a problem. What happens if you want to take the letters off the cake? So, technically, if you cut horizontally, in other words, you just cut off the hole, but you have to be careful not to break the letter. Because you're going to break the letter when you're cutting it, then again, you're erasing. Right? So, if you cut the frosting off, not the whole frosting, you can just take that whole thing off. What the bakeries do today, Bechlal, the Frum bakeries, if you want to have happy birthday on a cake, take a piece of cardboard, by the way. You know, if it's a good bakery, they put chocolate. Most of the bakeries take a piece of cardboard and they spritz it with the chocolate whipped cream, okay? And then they write happy birthday and they put it onto the cake. So then there's not a problem. You take that off the cake. You're not erasing anything. And then you're allowed to do that.
Are you allowed to eat that?
What?
Are you allowed to eat that?
We're going to get to that in a minute.
The cardboard?
If you can.
Not chocolate. The cardboard.
The chocolate.
It's a chocolate.
Isn't that separating when you take the whole slice?
Yeah, but you're taking the piece of cake with it. You're not separating only the letters. Yeah, you can't cut off the letters because unless we plan it here. But even then, we'll see about. That's what he was saying. It's a better, but the truth is, if you take a piece with the frosting with it, then you're really separating frosting from frosting, which is not better.
If you're eating, you just
burn. Or if you're cutting it off, but now the question is, how do you eat those letters? Okay. So number one, let's say, how do you cut a birthday cake? So if there's space between the letters, then you can cut the birthday cake in between the letters. Or if the letters, the cake was already cut before Yom Tov. So it's already separated, so you're just separating it. But now the question is like this. Can you bite into frosting of a cake that has letters written on it? Let's say you have, like this chocolate, right? The piece of chocolate says happy birthday. Can I bite into the chocolate because I'm going to be breaking letters? So the truth is, some people permit it, okay? Biting into it, some people permit, some people forbid. In other words, cutting it, for sure, everybody says you can't. Biting it, so it's our poskim that we're more machmir that we don't do it, but some poskim say, if you're biting it, it doesn't apply. But there's two types of things. You know these biscuits? There's a name in the biscuit itself.
Yaakov.
Huh?
It belongs to Yaakov.
Water cookie?
By the way, it says here specialty. Okay, let's say it says specialty. Now, the question is like this, two questions over here. To break it is one issue. To bite into it halfway is another issue. Or putting the whole thing in your mouth and eat it is a third issue. No, there's three different possibilities. Breaking it with your hand, right? Or biting it, or putting the whole thing in your mouth. So the Alter Rebbe says, it's interesting, it's also a difference halachically if the letters are part of the cookie, like these. The letter is not an additional frosting on top of the cookie. The letter is in the cookie itself, so it's more lenient. So according to halacha, a lot of people hold that you can bite into it. A lot of poskim hold you can put the whole thing in your mouth. The Alter Rebbe says definitely you can't break it. Also, lish ba'uga that has the letters on it. Now, does the Alter Rebbe mean only additional letters? Now, those letters above the surface, or part of it's unclear what the Alter Rebbe holds, because he doesn't say. But many people hold that if you put the whole thing in your mouth, it's not a problem. Biting it again would be much easier because you're doing it while you're eating. But to break it for sure would be a different... okay, now what happens...
I got one question.
What?
They make wine and schnapps. They have a cover on it, like a plastic cover usually has.
Those are disasters.
You have to open those before Shabbos.
Well, what I mentioned this many times. What I don't get is the Frum wine companies.
Yeah.
The Frum. Some of them don't, by the way. Some of them don't. But a lot of the, okay, you have the cap or the cork, and then you have the seal around it. A lot of those seals have letters on it.
Yeah.
The name of the company or whatever it is. Why they make them like that, I can't understand, because you have to open it. So over there, they tell you officially you're supposed to open it before Shabbos. But what happens if you didn't? Now Shabbos, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. 1 minute, what to do? Number one. So number two is a bigger problem. Sometimes the cork itself, if this is the cork on top of the cork has letters. I haven't seen pictures, but whatever, it could be. It doesn't matter. It's a picture or letters or numbers, it doesn't really matter. Now you're going to open the cork with a corkscrew, and you're going to stick the corkscrew into the cork, so your mom is cutting letters.
You're not destroying them. When you take it out,
No, you're destroying the letter. When you stick something sharp in there and turn it, you're destroying the letters. There's no way those letters are still there.
You're trying to do it on the side, right?
Okay, I'm just saying, I can't figure out why the Frum, maybe Goyim, okay, but the Goyish company. But Frum companies that are selling Frum, you know, wine that people use on Shabbos, why in the world are they doing it like that?
So in general, you should do everything before Shabbos?
Yeah, obviously, generally speak, opening containers, opening things, everything should be done before Shabbos.
Get drunk before Shabbos, you don't need to drink during Shabbos.
What?
You know, the holes that you can't put the whole cooking in
out? Again. The Altreb is mashma that you could. The Mishnah Berurah for sure says you could. The Altreb says you can't break it, which implies if you put it in your mouth, you could do it. I mean, the Velt is make or putting it in your mouth.
So you're inviting it?
No, the best thing is to put the whole thing in your mouth at one time. That's the best thing. I mean, these are not so bad. I mean,
right.
We have a demonstration, everybody can show.
How do you open up a bottle with a cork?
If it's a cork, you have to open it before Shabbos. If there's letters in the cork, you have to open it before Shabbos.
Well, time. Try to get it out of where the letter is.
There's no way you could do that. The letters are in the middle.
You just put the cork in part of you, pull it out, then you put it in partially, and you have it for Shabbos. You're ready for it. You just have to make a pull after.
Yeah, but then they say it ruins the wine because now air gets in there. Okay.
No, actually,
they take the wine.
Get it in the side.
Why don't drink wine?
Your
Okay, so a lot of Poskim, by the way, a lot of Poskim hold that you can, if the letters are in the cookie itself, or something like that, then you could bite it, you could break it, but again, I don't know what Altareba holds. Altareba says you shouldn't break it. But a lot of Poskim hold you could break it and eat it, because the only issue they write is if there's letters on top of the cake, or on top of the cookie, not actually part of the cookie itself.
Chocolate with the writing on it, just eat it whole?
Yeah.
Or bite it also.
Best thing is to put the whole piece in your mouth. A big cow? You mean the big cow?
Or maybe bite it between letters?
Charlie, people have been...
Again, a lot of Poskim hold you could bite it. So what can I tell you? Because it's not letters on top of it from something else. It's part of the thing itself. But I'll give you another example. It doesn't happen so much like it used to be in the olden days. They used to stamp on the fruit numbers.
Eggs.
On eggs they used to, or numbers.
Now they're a sticker.
Now they're a sticker. But used to write, even on fruits and vegetables, they used to write with letters. He even talks about it, 1 second. Numbers are stamped on food. They used to stamp on food, right? And then you want to wash the apple before you do it. So now you're washing off the letters. You can't do that on Shabbos. So you can't eat that fruit. Unless if you don't wash it. Or you wash everywhere else. Right, unless if you cut it off or whatever it is. I'm just saying you can't wash off something that has letters on Shabbos because you're erasing the letters. For instance, on a wrapper. A lot of times you have... I'll give you an example. I don't know why this comes to me. You know Tofuti Cuties? A lot of those types of things, they're almost impossible to open without tearing letters. It's almost, you could do it. It has been done. We worked on it. It has been done. But I'm just saying it could be sometimes a problem because some things are almost impossible to open. A wrapper, that you're not going to rip letters. And then you can't.
You try to cut it.
For instance, this.
You're trying to cut it.
No, this doesn't have letters here. Or.
But if you get aggressive.
I try to use a...
I mean, you have to figure out how to do it that you can't, that you don't cut letters.
Even if you do cut letters because you didn't mean to and it's not necessarily would have 100%, then it's okay.
Okay, what? To do or after the fact?
After the
fact. Okay, but to do it, you don't do it.
I mean, like to put it like this.
But we can use scissors, right? A lot of people don't know they can use scissors.
Correct.
But we are here, so we know.
A lot of times, they don't do it anymore. When we grew up, when you bought a challah from the bakery, there would be a white sticker. Remember that? All the guys, remember. There used to be a white sticker on the challah. On the challah itself.
What was it, Strix?
So you could... I remember growing up as a kid, used to be, huh? I grew up in Chicago, I didn't grow up in New York. But they would have a white label on the challahs. You have to be careful, you can't cut in the middle of it. You have to either take it or cut it off a little bit. Or be careful not to cut any letters.
You can't take it out, right?
No, maybe a shallow better. Okay.